पितानो से पितानो बोधि नमस्ते वस्तु मामाय गुंसे तत्पुरुषाय विद्महे महादेवाय धीमहि तन्नो रुद्र प्रचोदयात। वेदात्मनाय विद्महे हिरण्यगर्भाय धीमहि तन्नो ब्रह्म प्रचोदयात। नारायणाय विद्महे वासुदेवाय धीमहि तन्नो विष्णु प्रचोदयात। यन्मे मनसा वाचा कर्मणा वा दुष्कृतं कृतं तन्नो इन्द्र वरुण बृहस्पति सविता च पुनन्तु पुनः पुनः। फ्रॉम तृतीय आरण्यक। O Lord, Thou art our Father, do Thou instruct us like a father. We offer our salutations to Thee. Do Thou not destroy us, do Thou protect us ever. We contemplate on the indweller of all. We meditate upon the Lord Supreme. May the destroyer of all ills ever direct us. We contemplate on the embodiment of the highest wisdom. We meditate upon the very first cause. May that Brahman, the infinite being, ever guide our understanding. We contemplate on the supreme abode of all. We meditate upon the effulgent yet unmanifest being. May that all-pervading Lord ever inspire us. Whatever sins have been committed by me, by thought, word or deed, may the supreme Lord, the source of strength, wisdom and purity, forgive me and cleanse me of them all. It is a Vedic prayer, Gayatri. Vidvahi, Tatpurushaya Vidvahi. We know that Supreme Being. Intellectually, through our Guru, from our scripture, Vidvahi. Only this kind of knowing is not enough. Dhimahi. We meditate on Him so that we can absorb, we can understand, we can experience that Supreme Being. Dhimahi. What will He do? Through meditation, He will guide our minds towards Him. Through meditation, we can unite ourselves with that Supreme Being. This is the general meaning of the Gayatri Mantra. Om Bhur Bhuva Swa Tat Sivitur Varinyam Bhargo Devaisya Dhimahi Diyo Ona Prachodayat. Om. Om is a symbol of the Supreme Brahman. Bhur Bhuva Sata Sivitur Varenyam. He is the creator, preserver and destroyer of this universe. The interim region and the supreme abode. Bhu, this world. Bhuva, inner space. Swa, heaven, higher realm. Tat Savitur Parinyam, He is that adorable one. Savitu, who nourishes these whole beings. Bhargo, He is all power, all wealth. Deva is Sa. He is the luminous one. Dhimahi, we meditate. What will he do? Dhiyo o na prachodayat. Dhiyo, dhim is intellect. He will guide, illumine our intellects and guide us so that we can reach the supreme goal. Sometimes this kind of prayer helps. As I always say, prayer is a dialogue between God and man. We pray. But in the ultimate truth, there is no prayer. We, as long as we have wants, we pray to fulfill it. But when you are full, no more prayer. As Sri Ramakrishna said, if you press a pitcher in the water, it will make bhag 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 sound. When the pitcher is full, no more noise. So when the heart is full, saturated with God consciousness, no more prayer. These Vedic mantras are very, very interesting. Swamiji mentioned in one place, he made a remark, I pray to myself. What does it mean? It means the lower self, this individual self, is praying to the higher self, which is within me. The lower bird and the higher bird. So this individual consciousness is seeking help from the higher consciousness. This prayer helps. Sometimes some people cannot practice japa and meditation. They pray. In Christianity, there's tremendous emphasis on prayer, especially among the Catholics. There is inner prayer, interior prayer. My goodness, pray, pray. Sometimes people pray for worldly objects, fulfill their own external desires. But the highest prayer, O Lord, I want you and you alone in my life. That should be our prayer. We offer myself to you. You guide us. You do what is good for us. The self-surrender is the highest prayer. We offer ourselves to you, O Lord. So let us think about our relationship with God. Tini Srashta, He is the creator. Amra Srishto, we are the created. We have eternal relationship. We forgot him. That is the reason we have all sufferings and misery. So, let us think of him, meditate on him, so that we may never forget him in our life. Then this spiritual life will be very smooth and easy. Om. Om Asato Om Sahana Bhavatu Sahanau Bhunaktu Saha Viryam Karavavai Tejasvinavadhi Tamastuma Vidvishavai Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. May Brahman protect us, may He guide us, may He give us strength and right understanding, and may love and harmony be with us all. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all. Panchadoshi, Chitradipa, Lamp of Wisdom, a picture of wisdom. We shall start verse 244, chapter 6. Discrimination between Advaita and Dvaita. This Dvaita, this is the old manifested universe we see. This is Dvaita. I remember our teacher was giving an example. There are three schools of Vedanta: Dvaita, Vishishtadvaita, Advaita. So he gave a beautiful example. What is Advaita? Here is a big whale, and here in front of the whale, there is a fish. Dvaita. Fish is separate, and the whale is separate. Two different entities. The whale swallowed the fish, and the fish entered the stomach of the big whale. Fish is not visible. But the fish, if you x-ray it, you see the fish is there in the stomach. That is called angshi-angshi, part and whole. The fish is still there. Then, after several hours, the fish is gone. The whale digested that fish. That fish became one with the system of the whale. That is a little gross, but he gave a beautiful example that how Dvaita, Vishishtadvaita, Advaita works. One, as I told you many times, we see variety, multiplicity, diversity because we have a little disease. The name of the disease is called ignorance. We all have that universal disease. If you see two double vision, that means you must go to the eye doctor. Double vision. You see two moon, two cars are coming, that means there is deep problem. You should correct your eyes. You go to an eye specialist. Similarly, Vedanta says when you see this variety, multiplicity, diversity, that means you have a disease. That disease is called ignorance. How shall I get rid of it? As long as we have ignorance, we are confused. We suffer. Sometimes our teachers used to say, don't think about this and that. Think about your body. This body. This is my world. Each one of your body is your world, your world, your world. This body is my world. I live in this body. This body is limiting me. I am Chaitanananda. I am limiting my infinite nature. With the body, with my mind, with my senses, I am limiting the infinite. As Sri Ramakrishna said, here is a jar, put it into the ocean. Inside is water, outside is water. But jar is there. So your body, my body is a jar. It's inside the whole pervading consciousness. This jar is moving. As long as you have this individuality, you are bound by Maya. How to break this Maya? That we are going to discuss. Vedanta says, if you know one, you know everything. Eko vijnane sarva vijnanam bhavati iti. If you know one, you have the knowledge of everything. If you know gold, you know all modifications of gold. Earring, nose ring, bracelet, necklace, gold, 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 gold. Melt them, everything will be gold again. If you know clay, you know all modifications of clay. Know the clay. Know the gold. That Vedanta says. So how can I know my gold? Vedanta says, look, how it works. Minds. American mind, Russian mind, Chinese mind, Indian mind, African mind, Australian minds, all minds in the world are same. They have lust, anger, jealousy, hatred, all these things. All minds in the world are made in the same way. Amazing. How can I cure my mind? How can I control my mind? Two methods. Repetition of practice, abhyasa vanyatu kuntiya vairagyena jagridhyati. Practice, 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 and renunciation, non-attachment. These are the two ways you can control the mind. You know, in this respect, Vedanta is very scientific. Insulin works on diabetes. If a Russian, Chinese, Japanese, Indian, American, whoever may be in this world, uses insulin, it will work. Russian insulin, American insulin are not different. Same insulin, same medicine, it will work. Same thing, a Vedantic teachings, it has been experimented and verified. And they found, if it works on me, it will work on you. That is the way it works. Very scientific. It depends upon your anubhuti. You see, aparoksha anubhuti, experience of that Atman. Whole mystery is there. I sometimes give this illustration. It is an assembly line. Here is one car, perfect model. They make fast, they spend millions and millions of dollars to make the ideal model of this car. Then it goes to the assembly line. Millions of cars are coming out. The first car should be the right. If there is one mistake, all millions of cars will be defective. That is the way it works. So let me make myself perfect. Nitya, eternal, Shuddha, pure, Buddha, awakened, Mukta, free, eternal, non-dual, blissful, infinite, Atman. This is the role model of the Atman, individual self. That is our true nature. When I experience these things, you are free. Maya disappears. This sees the vritti gyan. Vritti, thought waves. When Okanjagara Chitta, you see, all the time, I am Chitrananda, I am hungry, I am thirsty, I have stomachache, I have this problem, that problem, oh, I have to prepare a lecture. All these vrittis, thought waves are coming on the mind every moment. I'll have to give a class, I'll have to prepare. Vritti, all vrittis are coming. That when the vritti comes only, I am Brahman, I am Brahman, I am Brahman, I am Brahman, then you will be living. That Vedanta teaches how to do it. When the mind becomes pure, these things happen. Worldly thought doesn't come. Something funny happened. Ramlal Dada, Sri Ramakrishna's nephew, came to Swami Brahmananda, Sri Ramakrishna's disciple, for an advice. Some litigation or some property, something he came to discuss with Swami Brahmananda. Swami Brahmananda told him, brother, this world has become unreal to me. It is hard for me to bring my mind down to this worldly plane and to give you advice. My mind does not come to that plane. My mind dwells in a higher plane of consciousness. It is hard for me to give you any advice. Please ask someone else. You know, these people, how their minds dwell in God, saturated with God consciousness. They are the illumined souls. Anyhow, that is our goal. Dvaitena hinam advaitam dvaita jnane katham tu idam Chitvanam tu avirudhasya, dvaitasya to asame ubi. Doubt. Duality contradicts non-duality. So when duality is seen manifest everywhere, how can we infer its opposite principle, non-duality? Our consciousness does not contradict duality, so our position is stronger than yours. We see variety, multiplicity, duality we are seeing all the time, everywhere. But we do not see non-duality. Only God consciousness, nothing but consciousness. We do not see. He is now talking about it. This is doubt. So non-duality does not exist, duality exists, because we see whatever we see, that exists. That is the truth. Non-duality and its opposite, duality, cannot coexist. Duality is directly perceived. So non-duality cannot be so perceived. All right? Then duality perceived with one's senses, performing their functions, can have no place when non-duality is perceived as knowledge. So the dualist is defeated by his own experience, my argument. Then the dualist says, there is no similarity for experience, shows that knowledge does exist with duality. How Sri Ramakrishna's experience can answer this question? I am giving answer. Bully, do you know how what I see? I see each human being is less like a pillowcase. Pillowcase. Inside of all human being is the cotton. But the pillowcases are different. Some are colored, some are white, various colors, various shapes. I see human beings like that. Sri Ramakrishna is telling his experience when he is watching human beings. Then he says, do you know what? Sometimes I see all these human beings around me. Do you know how do I see? Made out of wax. Your body is made of wax. Her body made of wax. His body made of wax. I only see wax and wax and wax. Sri Ramakrishna is telling his experience of this non-dual Brahman. How he sees. He sees a street girl with makeup standing on the street. He's saying, Mother, you are here in another form. He's seeing Divine Mother in them. We see that she is not a good girl. Her whole attitude changes. Rutirma, she was a maid servant in the Dakshineshwar Kali temple. Previously, her character was not good. One day, Holy Mother Sri Ramakrishna went to the temple and saw next to the Mother Kali, Rutirma is peeping. Mother, today you have come to as Rutirma to accept my worship. I shall worship you. Sri Ramakrishna does not see good, bad, all this duality disappears. Only sees only one. I'm just giving you some example that this Vedantic truth has been experienced by this avatar and the disciples of Sri Ramakrishna. Extremely important. That is our goal. Once we have this knowledge, you will never be cheated by Maya. As I was giving you an example last time, whereas my friend, I know he is a thief, and he has come to visit me. Do you know what I shall do? I shall watch that person all the time. And that person also knows that I am watching. That person cannot steal anything from my house because my eyes are on that person. So in Vara Brahman lives in Maya. He knows the Maya very well. He plays with Maya, but Maya cannot cheat. Maya cannot confuse or delude him because he knows Maya. And Maya also knows that he is watching me all the time. I cannot do any harm to this person. That is the way it works. A nor of Brahman, when they live in this world, they have hunger, thirst. We shall talk about it. Hunger, thirst, like ordinary human beings, but at the same time, they are different. In the dualistic plane, consciousness is there. Otherwise, we have no knowledge of the dualistic objects. But this knowledge is intel-khandogyan, limited knowledge, broken knowledge, not knowledge of oneness. Do you know how it happens? You are a chemist. You are a physicist. You are a botanist. You are a biologist. So you know your subjects very well, all of you. But a chemist does not know what is in physics, and physics does not know what is in philosophy. Because they have all khandogyan, limited knowledge. On that subject, he is the authority, he writes books, he gives lectures, he gives classes. But his knowledge is very limited. Only that much he knows, that much he can teach. But what happens to the knowledge of Brahman? Brahmavit, Brahmavibhavavati. Knowledge of Brahman, knower of Brahman becomes Brahman. He becomes omniscient. He knows everything. Inside, outside, everything he knows. God is all-knowing. Anyhow, Khandogyan. Limited knowledge. How that knowledge comes? They say in Shetashatra Upanishad. Beautiful example. In ancient time, there is no matchbox, no electricity, no. How did they make fire? By rubbing a piece of wood and another piece of wood. Cast oroni. Then light comes. So this teacher says, Vedanta teacher, through sadhana, through japa, meditation, spiritual discipline, you can ignite. Your mind could be luminous. Your intellect will be luminous. You can see. That is called Brahmakara Vritti. I am Brahman. Mitta. This Maya is the Shakti of Brahman. Through that Shakti, Brahman or Ishvara creates, preserves, destroys. This world, Lila Bhumi, it is a playground of God. We are all His playmates. We are all playing in our respective roles. We are all playing. Try to, they will tell us later. One of the chapters of this book is called Natakodipa. Natak means theater. There he will tell how these human beings are acting on this stage, this universe. Advaita, dvaita rahita. Dvaita kyan thaki to advaita kiva. Well, advaita means there is no duality. But we are in the realm of duality. How do you, can we have the knowledge of non-duality? As light and day cannot stay together, light and darkness cannot stay together, so dvaita and advaita cannot stay together. That is the question they raised. Ibam tari srinu dvaitam san maya maya tataha tena vastavam advaitam purisheshad vibhasate. Let me tell you the bottom line. Listen, duality is unreal and has no independent existence, for it is a product of maya. So when duality is negated, what remains as reality is non-duality. Duality is not a thing or the same grade of reality as knowledge, so it can coexist. But the notion of duality is of the same grade, so it can be negated by the knowledge of its falsity. Dvaita, mayamaya, maya, magic. This world is a mayavi. It says, God, another name is mayavi, he's a great magician. He created this world as his magic, he's playing. I remember when I was in college, I went to see P.C. Sharkar's magic in New Empire Theatre in Calcutta. Oh, what a magic, he's the greatest magician in the world. I have never seen such thing in my life. He put four girls in a box. No, they disappeared. Four girls in a car and disappeared and vanished them from the stage. Then he put another girl it is 15, 16 years old girl lying on a wooden box, and he was showing, here is a chainsaw. He cut the wood, that how sharp it is. Then that wooden box, he cut into two pieces. And then showed the girl was not there. After a few minutes, the girl came from the back. Hi, I am here. You know, one Swami made a remark. We know that girl will not be caught. But we paid 50 rupees for the ticket. Just to show, just to see that this girl is not God. How foolish we are that we spend 50 rupees to see a show which is not true. It is not true. But we want to see magic. My goodness. That is Maya. Unreal. But it seems so real to us. So real to us. Duito asat. This duality is apparently real, not absolutely real. Apparently that magic is real, but not absolutely real. My stomachache, headache, real, not absolutely real, relatively real. Absolute and relative, that you will have to understand. Brahman is the absolute reality. This jeev jagat, this universe and all these beings have relative reality. Our marriage and all this, as you say, that when a little girl arranges his doll's marriage, the parents laugh, all right, I shall give you kanjis, you arrange your marriage of your dolls. But when that girl gets her own husband, she puts all the dolls in the trunk. He knows this play, it is a play, it is not real. But that little girl, that doll's marriage is real. Not to us. Parents laugh. Yeah, all right, all right. The children's play, let them play. That is the way an illumined soul sees us. You know, doctor, engineer, swami, lecturing, all this. This is all play, children's play. How this world, you know, when we hear these stories, we see, the more you will be advanced in spiritual life, then the more you will see. Shh. Previously, something would bother you, now it doesn't bother you at all. Shh. Neglect, just have the children, they're bickering, fighting. It doesn't bother. But if you have a strong ego, oh, then you react vigorously. Just ignore. You cannot change the world. You can change yourself. Each man, woman, husband, wife, children, each has come with his own, her own karma. I cannot change anybody. But I can create an atmosphere. Or I can suggest, this is the way. I can cook food, but you will have to eat. That is the way Vedanta works. The guru will cook food for you, but you will have to eat. You will have to practice the spiritual disciplines. Achinta rachana rupam mayaiva sakalam jagat iti nishchitta vastutam Advaite Parisheshadam. Beautiful. 246. The whole world is a product of the inscrutable Maya. Be convinced of this and know that the fundamental real principle is non-duality. Achinta Rachana Rupam. Achinta. Read this world. Sometimes we see very beautiful, sometimes we see very ugly. Each human being is different. The world. Really it is ashcharya. This world is a wonder. All human beings are wonder. Inscrutable Maya. In Maya lecture, Swamiji gave a beautiful story, told a beautiful story. One day Narada asked Krishna, could you tell me what is Maya? Krishna smiled. Really, you want to know Maya? But yes. He walked a little bit. Narada, I'm very thirsty. Could you bring a glass of water? Narada left. And all these thoughts came to his mind that he went to bring a glass of water. He found a cottage in a forest. He found a beautiful girl. He married her. He has three children. And all of a sudden, there was a tremendous flood, swept away the forest. Narada took one son on his shoulder, one son with his hand, another son with his another hand, and walking with his wife and fighting against the current of the river. Then one son was taken away by the current, another son was taken away by the current, and the another boy who was on the shoulder fell. Then Narada grabbed his wife. The wife also was carried away by the current. And Narada was so sad and crying. At that time, Krishna slapped on his shoulder. Where is my water? What do you mean, Lord? Uncle, I was watching for a glass of water. I asked you to bring a glass of water for me. Water? 12 years passed over my mind. I got married, I had children, I wife, the flood took away my everything, and now, Narada, that is Maya. That is Maya. All in the time and the space we are playing. Achinto, which is beyond comprehension, human mind, how Maya works. Everything comes and goes, but Atman stays forever. Or that verse, the other Swami was telling me, Swami is center, Swami may come, Swami may go, but Ramakrishna is the permanent resident in this place. Punar dvaitasya vastuttam bhati chet tvam tatha punaha purishilayo. Koba atra prayasa stena te bada. 247. Doubt. If the idea that duality is real occurs again and again in daily life, reply. Repeatedly practice negating this erroneous idea of duality. What is the difficulty in doing so? Every day, every moment in our life, we see the dualistic world which is so real to us. And through meditation in the shrine, we are trying to banish the duality from my mind. Again, the moment I come from the shrine, again the duality comes. Again in the shrine, I try to remove the duality. This we are doing year after year, whole life. They are coming to our minds again and again. We cannot get rid of it. That he was talking about. What shall we do? This moment, what is in my mind? Next moment, God is occupied by mind. How can I keep God all the time? How can I have samadhi? In the Brahma Sutra, chapter 4, Sutra 1, avrittihi asakrit upadeshat. That is the sutra. Avrittihi, repetition of practice. Asakrit, again and again. Avritti means practice. Asakrit, again and again, practice. Upadeshat, this is the advice. Do you know what he was talking about? He is talking about, in according to Vedanta, Shravana, Manana, Nididhyasana. First you listen from the Guru, from the scripture, day in, day out, till you die. Constantly listen, listen, listen about your true nature, that you are the Atman, you are divine. Avritti, then listen and then reflect. Think about it. Reflect on it. And then meditate on it. This is the way he will attain illumination. But those who are good students, like Ramakrishna or Chaitanya or Shankara, once they hear, immediately they get illumination. They will not have to practice. I remember I went for an interview with the Swami. We were talking about restlessness of the mind. Then that Swami told me, do you see that Swami? Swami Shantananda, mother's disciple. That Swami, when he sits for meditation, he merges. He does not struggle at all. No struggle. He is just like Haridwar. In Haridwar, there is only one current of the river. Ganges, only one current. But in Calcutta, high tide, low tide, high tide, low tide. Every 6 hours, current of the water changes. But there upstream in the Haridwar, in Gangotri, of course, the source, in Devaprayag, Rudraprayag, you will see the current is coming. There is no upper stream, only one current. But their minds go only one current. Only it goes toward God. Hours, up and down, struggle. Very interesting. And as long as you have no experience, you will have to discriminate, reason, reasoning. Reasoning is very, very important. Do you know what? There are some people like ants. They go climb, slowly. On the top, perhaps on the roof or somewhere. There's some food is there. They go and sip it and come back satisfied. They are ordinary seekers. Very slow process. And those who have tremendous renunciation, they fly like a bird. They see that there is a beautiful ripe papaya or fruit on the tree. You will fly and pick it and enjoy the fruit and then come back. They are great souls. They have tremendous renunciation. They have no attachment. So they go whoosh. They go up. Just like balloon. It always go up. If you have no desires, your mind will not go to the earthly plane. It will always fly upwards. They are jivan muktas, nitya siddha, ishwar goti. They fly like anything, highest place. Practice again and again. Vichar. One school of Vedanta says meditation is not necessary. Vichar. I am the Atman. I am the Atman. He doesn't meditate. Day and night, I am the Atman. I am the Atman. Of course, it, you can say that is called Nididhyasana. Meaning, trying to have the conviction that I am the Self, I am the Atman. Aparokkha Gyan. But ordinary people, meditation is absolutely necessary. Those who, you see, Dhyanamagni and Vicharmargi, Dhyanamargi, those who practice meditation like yogis, and those who practice discrimination, Gyanis, they are going to the same place, but their methods are different. That's all. Vichar. I met a monk in Benares. Very dry. He used to go to Sannyasi College. In Benares, there is a Sannyasi College, monks' college, free. All monks go there to study the scriptures, Vedanta scriptures, free. Maharaja of Benares provides those scholars to teach the monks. So he used to go there, study. And then I asked Maharaj, how is life? Well, studying the scriptures, day and night, only discriminating. But seeing his face, I see he did not get any joy or peace in his life. No joy, no peace. Only intellectual. You see, in a spiritual life, always remember, a head and heart, when they are combined, then you will really get joy in a spiritual life. Some people try to understand God only through reading books. Only intellect, it will not work. And some people are only emotional. That also will now have some problems. That Swamiji says, that is the main thing. One-third intellect, two-third heart. Intellect is just like a sweeper. It cleanses the path. And it is heart moves. All motion comes from the heart. That Swamiji said. Intellect is necessary. Without intellect, sometimes only emotion, like some kind of devotional schools are there, no understanding, only go by faith and intellectual emotion. Vichar. What is real, what is unreal, what is eternal, what is non-eternal. They always do the vichar. Vicharo darpani lagnam dhiyam durjam adhuram gatam adayuna lilupanti vatashitra. Do you know what he is talking about? Here is a painting, beautiful painting. In that painting you will see fruits and flowers. You are seeing three-dimensional picture, beautiful. And the wind is blowing over that painting. The fruits are not moving, the leaves are not moving, but wind is blowing. But fruits, flowers, they remain, stand still, no movement, motionless. So he was telling that a person who discriminates, his mind is settled in the Atman, then all the wind, the Maya, wind of Maya cannot move that mind, cannot move that intellect. You see, in our day-to-day life, little things, we react. We react, we become miserable. Oh, we become miserable. But if your mind settled in the Atman, it doesn't move, unshaken. That is our goal. Always remember, many problems will come to your life, but when you have this knowledge, nothing can shake you. Nothing can disturb you. Na priya pri sprishata. A good and evil cannot touch you. Atmananche bijani atayam asmiti purusha kimichchan koisya kamaya shariram anusanjarit. I am the Atman. When I have this conviction, when I have this experience, so happiness and misery cannot touch me at all. In the physical discomfort, these things cannot affect me at all. That is our goal. That comes through this knowledge of God, knowledge of Brahman, from experience. At least these teachings of Vedanta will make you understand your true nature. This world is Maya. You should not be perturbed by anything. Do your duty. And try to have that non-dualistic knowledge. Then you will be free. We'll have to break this Maya by Maya. Always remember, Maya has two departments, Vidya Maya, Avidya Maya. Avidya Maya means ignorance, Vidya Maya also higher ignorance, Satya Guna, and it is Rajas and Tamas. So we destroy Rajas, Tamas by Rajas, Rajas by Satya, and then transcend. The three gunas are playing in our minds. So the non-dualistic knowledge will make you nistriguna, beyond the three gunas. That they say, nistrigunne pathi vicharatam ko vidhi ko nishidha. When you walk in the path of nistriguna, non-dual, path of Brahman, beyond the three gunas, vidhi, injunction and the prohibition of the scriptures are ineffective in you. You are beyond rules and regulations. You are beyond limitations. You are beyond everything in this world. That is our goal. If the duality comes to your mind again and again, practice, practice, practice. Well, how long should one continue to practice? It is a trouble to continue the pursuit of unreal duality, not so is that of the non-duality, for by the practice of non-duality, all miseries are... You solve one problem, another problem comes. You solve that problem, another problem comes. That is the way we human life continues. Problem after problem, problem after problem. No end. Then he says, when if they have non-dualistic knowledge, no more problem. If he used the word sarva anartha nivaranath, all problems will be solved forever. All right, so we finished up to 247. So today is our last class before Christmas. Then our class will begin after our winter break, 247. Om Vasato Ma Sadgamaya Tamaso Ma Jyotirgamaya Mrityor Ma Amritam Gamaya Abhirabhir Ma Yedi Rudra Jatte Dakshinamukam Tenamam Payi Nityam Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Lead us from the unreal to the real. Lead us from darkness to light. Lead us from death to immortality. Light us through and through. And guide us evermore with the loving presence. Peace, peace, peace be unto all.